drapes and drawers, purses and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. 8:21. We've got the sun coming up here and 9 below. Wrapping up our history section, move right into Zoo News, our Thursday edition of the Morning Zoo. With Kathy and Tom from Chankma Zoo in this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name was brought up yesterday, by the way. It's something you have said time and time again. I actually had a story on about it, about a lady who had 3 monkeys in her car. I'm going to get you going here. And this was in Florida. I went to a drive-thru, and one of them jumped into the drive-thru window and attacked an employee, and I said, this is why Kathy Dickman always said there are some things that are better left just in a zoo.
Yes.
Yeah, you shouldn't be trying to, like, domesticate these creatures.
No, we know that that's not even a thing.
Right. And,
Mission is always our baseline we go to. What is the mission to have these animals? They're beautiful domestic pet species out there.
Yeah.
Please look at birds.
Yeah.
There's a number of others.
I was going to ask Tom about it too and say, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Because I know she can really get on a soapbox about this too, and rightfully so.
Oh, we both do.
Some things that you should just probably keep out of the house.
What people don't realize too, when these animals mature and get sexually mature, they get super aggressive and territorial, and that's when people get injured and hurt, and they go, I can't handle it. What am I going to do? And they don't realize the cost for a diet, a healthy diet for these animals.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is not cheap. And the other thing, especially primates, why would you want something to live 30 years that you would have to diaper 20 times a day?
That's true.
My kids, I was so happy when our kids all were potty trained.
Right.
This never happens.
We've talked about this before, too, and everybody thinks that chimps are so cute.
Oh, my God.
And wouldn't it be great to own a chimpanzee? And you know your primates, so it's like...
Chimpanzees are the most aggressive primate. There's a lot of aggressive primates.
Right.
Because it's by nature, they're wild. They live in the wild.
Right, and that's how they act.
And just because we have them in zoos doesn't mean that, now they can be pet and now they can be handled. They're trained in a training program. We don't work in with them. You notice that. You
right,
know?
Right.
So because by nature, that's what the things they should be doing.
Right, absolutely.
But chimpanzees are very, very, very highly aggressive, and you don't have to go far or search too far in and deep to find horrific stories private ownership of primates, specifically chimps, spider monkeys, that can cause great harm, especially chimps. I mean, spider monkeys can cause a lot of injury. They're not likely to rip your face off, but they can cause injury.
But chimpanzees
could cause your sight to be gone. Mm-hmm. Any primate could. But chimpanzees, yeah.
What about orangutans? I mean, he just seems to be such a mellow guy.
He is a mellow guy, but if you look at all primates, and they have fighting teeth that are quite a bit longer. Tal's fighting teeth are right around 2 inches.
Wow.
Now, he's a vegetarian pretty much, but those fighting teeth are there for a reason, and their strength of them is unbelievable. I always tell people, take the 10 strongest people you know, and Tal could roll them up in a ball and send them down the...
Right, and you might not think of looking at him, but, you know,
exactly,
again.
And the great apes are beautiful. And the orangutans are nicknamed the gentle giants of the big apes. But that doesn't mean that even his play or anything could hurt you. And remember, he's not... We're not working in with him. So imagine if we ever did, or if zoos ever made that accident, make that mistake, or having to, that's a very unknown to them. For
I was
going to
say, how traumatizing is that for them?
Very much. I mean, they their norm is we got a very normal setup,
right?
And safe setup. And if it was ever anything outside of that, it's very stress causing for them. So, primates belong in the wild or in an education conservation facility. As needed for the species.
Right.
But, it's a real thing. We get calls. We get calls from veterinarians. We get calls from authorities. We get calls from the feds. And we've been on quite a few rescues, as you know.
Right. How do you keep your patients in and not just say, why'd you have this in the house in the first place?
No, you're putting me on the spot because you know me so well that you know that sometimes
right.
the person running a federal investigation mm-hmm. will look at me and say, now, Kathy.
That's how that works. All right.
Kathy, you're not in charge here.
Hey, let's switch gears. Talk about Giving Hearts Day.
Giving Hearts Day is coming up on the 13th of February. We're excited about that. We will be at Hughes Shelter along with some other agencies in the Valley, and excited about that because it's a lot of fun
right.
with our comrades. And you don't have to donate there. You can do it online. You can come to the zoo. You can go to Hughes. Hughes is a good place to go if you want to do it in person because we get to visit with you as well. But yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Online is the most popular.
Uh-huh.
Some people said, you know, I don't like to do that. I'm going to come in. I want to give you a check or I just want to come in and visit with mm-hmm. everybody. And
right.
of course, that shows support too. So Giving Hearts Day is a fundraising day for many nonprofits set up by the North Dakota Medical Foundation. Having said that, every day is a giving day of either whether it be monetarily or any time you can give of your heart,
mm-hmm.
time, energy, show up at the zoo. There's so many ways to give to so many organizations. So we always say this in our valley and here in the Twin Towns, hearts are always giving in some way to someone.
Right.
And we're very fortunate to live in that society here. And it's pretty fun to talk about that stuff.
What is like the vetting process for volunteers down there? I mean, you've got a lot of people down there that great volunteers, and they've been doing it year in and year out.
We have some very specialized volunteers.
Right, right.
In our education program, Melissa Fingerson, who jumped on board with Bruce, her husband, who's a retired teacher, who is our educator, and she's down there all the time. Right now she's gutted our education animal room, painting it, getting it spiffed up for another
right,
year.
Right.
Work endless. Richard Linen volunteers down there along with Tom and working under Tom and Jack, and he's got a lot of skills. That guy came in with a lot of
right,
skills.
He brings a lot to the table.
Yes, we did. Linda Visner started volunteering down there. Floss Johnson. Can we start naming them? And now people are going to go, you forgot me.
Right.
There's wonderful people. There's wonderful opportunities.
We have a carousel man that came in and started volunteering for us to help take care of the maintenance and stuff. And he came in and he said, I would like to volunteer at the carousel to help take care of the maintenance, and Brenda's doing an awesome job out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of people, they go, well, I like to do this. Do you have a spot for me where we can use you? And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll find a spot. It works out so well on there. We got Mikey comes in and helps out with us. And so we have a lot of people there.
You got a lot of people lining up to help you.
Brett and Nancy Mielberg have a special interest in the carousel. And a story that hasn't been widespread as far as in print yet.
Mm-hmm.
But last year we had talking about the Fingersons and then also Lokens.
Yes.
And
yes.
Annette and Kent. And we had. The carousel was redone, and people noticed it.
They just kind of jumped in head first to that.
That was
didn't
a
they?
Big
they really
one.
Did.
That was a big, and the Lane Clocky. I mm-hmm. mean, we just that's a beautiful story. So we will be reprinting that with pictures. So
good stuff.
It's just, you know, and it's I'm naming names and people right. are going to, because look at all the people that show up to beg for game show. Look at all the people who come in and say, here, I'm going to do this for you today. Or here, I just happened by, I heard you on KBMW. Here's
right.
a check. And or how can I volunteer? But we do have a process where you fill out an application. I meet with you. Tell us what you want to do. Tell us what you're good at. And you say, I have no special skills. That's okay, because working in the zoo atmosphere,
That'll give you a special skill.
It's
that
actually
will.
A very beautiful
right.
place to be for us to see you come in. And we need tour guides. We need a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just enhances of the good things that are already being done down there.
Right. Good stuff, Tom and Kathy, in this Thursday's edition of the Morning Zoo. Thank you, folks. Stay warm. And
we'll
talk next Thursday. Do the Morning Zoo every Thursday here at 8:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.